Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time to check in with infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University, Dr. Eileen Marty. Dr. Marty, good morning. First, are you okay? You're near Miami. What's the weather like where you are now?
Oh, I am getting constant updates on tornadoes in different parts of the county that I'm in. So, we've all done a lot of preparation around here. A few years ago, a hurricane that missed Miami hit the island that I'm on, and we're just now recovering from the devastation of that single tornado. So we're taking it very seriously.
Yes, you have to. Let's talk about something that the World Health Organization said was a public health emergency of international concern now, monkeypox. I've been reading a little bit about this, Dr. Marty. It's a viral disease that spreads between people when they're in close physical contact. Is that right?
Like all viral diseases, it can't get through your skin if your skin is intact, because viruses need to be able to penetrate living cells, and the outer layer of your skin is dead. But we have all the little cuts and scrapes. We might have a little eczema. All this allows for the virus to get in, of course, and of course it can get in through mucous membranes. So eyes, mouth, genital areas, etc., are perfectly accessible to the virus. And what's happened in recent years is, in part because there's just more contact between the wild and humans. These diseases that were esoteric and hard, and just not that common at all, there's been more close contact. So there's been more spillover into humans. And every time there's a spillover, there's a possibility of the virus adapting to a new host. And that's exactly what's happened. So back in 2022, hold on, let me take you all the way back to when this first started. When this first started, we over time learned that there were two clades, the Central African and the West African clade. The West African clade, around 2017, spilled over into humans in Nigeria and then adapted. And that, it then became a subclade. So we had clade 1 from Central Africa, clade 2 from West Africa. Class 2 split into 2A and 2B, where 2B was easily transmitted through sex. And primarily it was spreading in 2022 and caused a public health outbreak of international concern, mainly among men who have sex with men. However, this it didn't stop there. We continued to have that. We got that somewhat under control with vaccination and some types of medication like TPOXX did get that under control in the United States and in many parts of the world. But we continue to have spillovers, and there have been spillovers now of clade 1, and there's now a split of clade 1 into 1A and 1B. And the 1B form of clade 1 is now being mainly sexually transmitted, but also transmitted between children and other forms of close contact. And so this clade 1B is being spread through sex workers as one way, and that's a heterosexual spread, of course, and also affecting children. And it's affected enough people with, and it's been very, very severe. Clade 1 has always been a more severe risk of death and long-term problems than the clade 2. So the fact that clade 1 has now split into a form that's adapted better to humans is a very grave concern. The main reason, however, that it was declared a public health emergency of international concern was that when the 1B was recognized and seen to be spreading into parts of Africa that it had never been to before, and there was also transport by air from to Thailand and to Europe, those cases, plus the fact that there was no vaccine in the areas affected in Africa, and very little access to medication that would help, and therefore rising numbers of people dying from this, especially in areas of the DRC where 45% of the children are malnourished, all of that information combined led the World Health Organization to declare a new public health emergency of international concern, trying to nip it in the bud before it becomes even worse.
So is the takeaway from this is the bottom line here, right now there's no immediate danger outside the affected area in Africa, but this monkey pox outbreak is being treated as sort of a dress rehearsal for a deadlier and more communicable virus sprouting up somewhere else in the world?
It is a deadly and it's more communicable than it's ever been. So I think that's an important takeaway. And the truth is, we travel all the time these days. People are always traveling. There's trade and travel going on. And if people are not aware that when they travel into areas where there's a significant amount of spread of this virus, they can bring it back, which is what happened in 2022 with the 2B clad. So we didn't want that to happen with the 1B clad, which is more dangerous than the 2B clad.
Before we let you go, a couple of listener questions about the tests, the COVID tests, and people are getting them again, and they're wondering about the tests they have at home and the expiration dates. Are those true? Should those be tossed when you get the new ones?
So actually, the FDA puts up a web page and lets you know if which particular tests have been extended beyond the expiration date on the box. So if you have one, because there are two things going on. Manufacturers want to be sure that their test is accurate when you take it, right? So the expiration date on the box is usually very conservative. In other words, it's quite possible that it's still a perfectly good test after the expiration date, but it might not be. So FDA does test the tests to see if they can extend the lifetime. And so look, go to the webpage and see if your test has been extended and to what date. If it's within those dates, you're good to go. If not, then it's probably a good idea to get a new test simply because, as I said, the chemicals degrade and you don't want to have a false negative or even a false positive. It is much more possible to get a false negative than a false positive. But some of those tests, when they're expired, could inadvertently give you a false positive.
Good to know. Good information, as always, from Dr. Eileen Marty. Thank you. And I'm ready to take my monkeypox test now, anytime. Have a good day. Thanks.
It's Mpox now.
Mpox. So I got it. Take care. Yeah. We'll talk to you next week. All right.